Jack de Gevonden.
Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Polokwane reach a high of 30 this afternoon. Pretoria, 32. We start with threats by US President-elect Donald Trump to impose a 100% tariff on the BRICS group nations if they undercut the US dollar. In a post on his Truth Social website, Trump stated that they require a commitment that they will never create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty US dollar. The statement comes after a BRICS summit held last month in Kazan in Russia, where the countries discussed boosting non-dollar transactions and strengthening local currencies. Trump has vowed to pursue a protectionist agenda, threatening hefty tariffs on neighbors and rivals. If BRICS countries continue with their plans, Trump warned they should expect to say goodbye to selling into the US economy. For more on this, head to our news blog at jackrandafm.com. Click on news. Moving across the border, and Namibia's opposition presidential candidate Pandeluni Tula says his party will not recognize the results of a controversially extended election marred by chaos and allegations of foul play. Tula, whose Independent Patriots for Change is hoping to end 34 years of rule by SWAPO, was speaking just before the close of polls on the final day of voting yesterday.
As IPC, we stand firm in our resolve to fight alongside other political parties that feel the same and are able to travel on the same vehicle to nullify the elections through the processes that are established within our electoral process to ensure that the Namibian people will once again be given an opportunity in order to exercise their democratic right to choose the leaders that they seek to govern over them.
Now to cricket, and the Proteas completed a 233-run victory over Sri Lanka on the fourth day of the first test at Kingsmead yesterday. Set a massive 516 runs to win, Sri Lanka were bowled out for 282. Left-arm fast bowler Marco Jansen, the destroyer in Sri Lanka's record low first innings of 42, took 4 for 73 to finish with match figures of 11 for 86. He was named player of the match. Captain Themba Mavuma said that the bowlers had the opportunity to shine.
We saw how it was playing. We could see that the conditions were favourable to the seamers. So again, we were quite confident that if they were able to put us under pressure with the ball, we could do the same thing. Obviously, weren't expecting things to be so quick like that. But we knew that the conditions were in our favour and that we could exploit them.
The second test starts on Thursday in Gqeberha. Sevens action, and the Blitzbox are through to the quarterfinals of the Dubai Sevens after topping Pool A with a 24-19 win over France in the deciding match of the day. Earlier, the South Africans outplayed Australia 17-0 before a shock 22-19 defeat to Kenya. The Blitzbox will now face New Zealand for a spot in the final four. That match kicks off at 9:10 this morning. And finally, in the United Rugby Championship, Munster beat the Lions 17-10 in Limerick last night. Also in Ireland, the Bulls beat Connacht 28-14 in Galway. At home, the Sharks won the local derby against Stormers 21-15 in Durban. I'm Martina van der Walt Eilers. Hoofnuus: Amerika se verkose president Donald Trump het die BRICS-lande met 100% tariewe gedreig indien hulle sal voortgaan met 'n beoogde BRICS-geldeenheid.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
Stormers.